Quebec, Patrick. Well, yeah, I got a credit card and a debit credit card with my credit union, but I decided to get me another credit card from a bank and everything, and they gave me free interest for 2 years and everything. But then after that, man, I don't know how in the hell somebody got my number in Canada. Well, I got family in Canada, so I'm always over there every other week seeing my grandkids and my kids over there in Canada. And I ordered me some KFC with my card and everything. I think that's how they got it. And anyway, I got rid of that card because there's a thing called Switch the Dish or something like that. If somebody's ordering food and they ordered up to about $7,000 over a period of time, and I didn't even know. And then I went over, and it just so happened, I called my credit people up. I said, hey, something ain't right here. So we was talking, and as we were talking, the lady said, are you in Canada now? I said, no, I haven't been over there in about 3 weeks. He said, well, somebody's using your card as we speak, ordering food and stuff, and then Winnipeg, Canada. That's 1,100 miles away from me. But anyway, they got it straight. But I wouldn't use that card no more because they had gave me three new cards, man, and they some kind of way got the numbers. I said, that's it. I ain't messing with this card no more. So, but, yeah, I hear you, Patrick. That's what I do. I use my credit card for everything about, you know, food, this, that, and then at the end of the month, you know, I'll pay it off. You got a month to pay it, so that's what I do. So so there you go. I'm up on it because the interest rate is so it could be ridiculous, man. 30% and all that kind of stuff. I don't like giving away money. Let's see. Does it go back over to you, Thomas?
Oh yes. Well, see, there you go, you know. Card readers. And I guess that was the question that, since you guys kind of talked about using your credit cards, I got a debit card, too. Now, they got the chip inside the card, so you stick it in the slot at the cash register or their little device there, and then you punch in your four-digit PIN or whatever PIN you have. If it's longer, fine. I think four is the minimum. Who knows, I might have to up them to six or something now, you know. It's kind of like any other password you start using online. They'll say, hey, make sure you got two numerals, two capital letters, some like a star or minus or plus sign or, you know, some other character and adding into these passwords, you know. And I guess when you're talking software, or online stuff, you know, like let's use Google, for example, and Gmail, for example. You know, when you sign in, it's like, was that just you? And then you say yes or no, especially if you're on a different device that it doesn't recognize. And then it asks you, you know, and you put in that two code authentication, and it's like, well, we won't let you in unless we'll message you on your cell phone and then you go click on your cell phone and you put in the number over there and it's like, okay, we'll allow you in now. And I heard that was, you know, really good security because if you, and actually on Facebook is notorious for people getting into other people's accounts and however that is done, I don't know. But somehow that's happening there often. And I got a lady friend of mine and she seems to get hacked all the time. Now, I tend to think she's doing something because she seems to be more notoriously getting hacked with her accounts. It's like she has now like 10 or so accounts on Facebook, and if she forgot her password or what and just created a new one, or she got problems with one and left it and just created another one and then just created a new one and then another new one. It's like, come on, what, you know, it's like you almost want to say, hey, Facebook, with all these other old accounts, can you just delete them all? You know, And you know, people like that, it's like, no wonder why we're losing data space, because all this garbage that's out there. But getting back to the security stuff, I mean, you know, with a credit card or anything else, I mean, it's just that one PIN number. But, you know, if they had something where it would call you on your phone and say, hey, we're using your card here. Is this you? You know, and I think that would be helpful for most people, I think. But there was something else on the tip of my tongue that I can't remember what. Oh, the APRS. Not APRS. APR. That's what I was trying to say. The APR on a card. And that is where you got the interest on that. When I had a credit card, it was, what, 6.7 APR percent? That was, and I thought that was extreme. And then when I got out of credit cards, I never bothered going back. And then when I looked at it, I was like, how much? And well, you just said it, about 30-some percent now. I mean, last time I had heard, even before you said that high amount number, it was like 16 or 20-something APR. It's like, legal crooks. we just don't have the income to pay for that stuff. So, anyways, that's why I kind of got away from using credit cards, because... they'll put you in debt for life if you don't pay it off right away. Like I said, you have to do that. KE8 ZTP to pick it up, Patrick. KB0DCL in the group.
Yeah, I'm still here, but you cut out like about 2 minutes ago. So then I said, what did I say? I think I said lost you again, and then all of a sudden you came back. Boom. As you're saying with the credit cards, you have to have discipline with a credit card. Most of the time, my philosophy is, like I said, if I can't afford five of them, I can't afford to buy it. Because interest rate, like you said, have gone up. I look at some of my cards, especially department store cards. I'm like, it's like 29%. I'm like, whoa. Good thing I keep a zero balance. I only use it every blue moon. And with the debit card, I'm a little leery because if you have a fraudulent charge on your debit card, it's harder to get the money back than if it's actually on a credit card. I don't know why, but I think the banks and the credit card, the banks and the credit unions, they fight you tooth and nail in that, because that's when they lose money. Credit cards, they're making money hand over fist because they're charging an absorbent amount of interest. So they'll look at it and say, yeah, they'll give you your money back and cancel your card, but they probably flag your account to see if it happens again within a certain period. Also, the stuff that says, like, you get what Jay was saying, 2 years interest. I don't think you get 2 years interest. I think you get 2 years. They don't charge you for the interest. It's to accumulate if you don't pay it off. But after that 2 years, all the interest comes back up in one shot. My wife did that with a Home Depot card. They said 0% interest. That's if you pay that within that time frame. If not, all the interest I started from the beginning will come back and hit you and bite you in the behind. That's why you got to be diligent with your credit cards if you have one. What else? Yeah, that's about it right now. So I'm going to hand it back over to Jay.